Hello, and welcome to Genesee Valley Church's online service. Our theme for this year is Plus One, which encourages us to invite someone to join us in worship and fellowship. Our mission statement is simple. It's loving God, loving people, and loving life. We hope that this message will serve as a source of inspiration and encouragement for you. Each episode, we will explore different aspects of our faith, share stories of hope and healing, and discuss ways we can make a positive impact in our community and the world. So whether you're a longtime member of our church or just tuning in for the first time, we welcome you to join us on this journey. Let's make 2023 a year of growth, both for ourselves and for those around us. Thanks for listening. Here we go.
We are endeavoring as a church to pursue God with a passion. I don't know about you, but as a pastor, the thing that I long to see is that we have a church that hungers for the Word of God, hungers for the Spirit of God, hungers for the things of God. Amen. And so oftentimes we look for church services or Sunday morning to be our fill up our tank day. And fill up our tank day really ought to be our personal walk with Jesus, right? But oftentimes people are also looking for Sunday morning to really be something in the sense of let's let it be one of those services where everything happens and everything goes and we get everything done in one service. But how many of you know that Sunday morning is really an opportunity for the whole church family to come together and grow together, right? But listen, on Wednesdays, we have church prayer. And we're praying for the move of God. And we've had some amazing experiences with God on church prayer. Because we always minister and teach the word. And then we spend time praying. But then we also have what's called First Wednesday. First Wednesday is an opportunity for us to come together and really pursue God with a passion and go further. And so again, sometimes we have greater liberties on a Wednesday night. So if you're that individual that says, I want more out of my church, I want more out of my walk with Jesus, then don't let Wednesdays pass you by. You might say, well, I've got a lot of stuff going on. Listen, you might find that a lot of stuff going on is keeping you from a deeper walk with Jesus. Amen. I heard that. Somebody said, say it again. I said the things that you might have going on in your life might keep you walking in a deeper walk with Jesus. Amen. Is that all right if we say something that strong? I mean, it's kind of strong, isn't it? But listen, Jesus wants to know you more. That's all he wants is he wants to know you. And so we just want to have an opportunity to help you in that walk and just experience Jesus together. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, are you ready for the word this morning? I love ministering the word. The word is just something that is so exciting to me to be able to share the heart of God. And so today's message is called No More Baggage. Amen. Now, I do have to tell you this. This is our last Sunday. We've been called to pastor a church in Arkansas. And so Dave's face was like, what? Sorry. Anyway, no, our service or the title of our message this morning is called No More Baggage. Come on, say it with me. No more baggage. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get rid of the baggage of life. Amen. And so I want to share a scripture with you to begin with in Romans chapter 7, verse 15. This is the Apostle Paul. Now, once again, let me just kind of set this up before I share it with you. The Apostle Paul was one of the greatly used by God, probably more so than most individuals that we know in the Bible. The Bible tells us that he wrote almost two-thirds of the New Testament. And so therefore, he has been mightily used by God. And one of the major things that he camps on in his writings is to discover who you are in Christ. What you can have, what you can be, and how you are to live this triumphant, victorious life. Can somebody say amen? Amen. But now notice what the Apostle Paul says here. Even though he was greatly used by God and is really emphasizing, or his emphasis in his ministry was for us to live victoriously. It says in verse 15, he says, I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Come on, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he says, There are things that I want to do and I just don't do it. And the things that I don't want to do, man, I just find myself doing the things I don't want to do. Now, I want to ask you the question, does anybody in here relate to the Apostle Paul? I'm telling you what, it is so easy to find ourselves relating to where the Apostle Paul was. And he says, man, I am just struggling in life. I mean, I've got this conviction on the inside to walk with Jesus, to do what is right, and I just struggle. And once again, if you find yourself feeling like that today or any day here thereafter, you're in good company. Amen? And so it's something that you can begin to expect because there's an inner turmoil that's going on, because really God's drawing you to himself, and there's always this tug of war, if you will, to really pursue him. But then we live in this flesh, don't we? But in regards to this tug of war, there's two different things that we could say really become a tug of war, if you will. Number one, it's I want to pursue God, but I feel like I fall short. Does anybody ever feel like that? I just want to pursue God. And I want to love Jesus. And I want to grow in my walk with him. And I want to do what God's called me to do. But man, I just feel like I come up short. As a pastor, I feel that way. You know, oftentimes we go to meetings often or as often as we can. And the intent of us going to meetings, in fact, we went to one last night up towards Midland. The reason that we go to those meetings is so that we as pastors can get fed and built up and stirred up and encouraged. And the ministers that I go to listen to are those type of ministers that will speak right to my heart and that will just really jerk my chain. And I'm leaving that place and like, wow, glory to God, I'll never be the same. I'm not going back to the old way. I'm going to be the man of God that God's called me. I will never go back to the old way of being. And Monday rolls around. And I'm like, where'd that guy go that I was listening to last night, man? I mean, I'm kind of back in the rut again. And I talked to the Lord about that. And I said, God, I said, I really struggle. I said, because, you know, I go to these meetings. I get fired up. And you know, I do well for a season. And then you kind of get back into the old patterns of life in different areas. I'm like, what's up with that, God? I said, I almost feel like stop going to meetings. I mean, what's the use, you know? And the Lord said to me, he said, the scripture says you go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And so even though you might find yourself falling back into old patterns or different things that you might be accustomed to, every time you sit under the preaching and teaching of the word, you're going from faith to faith to faith to faith. And so therefore, you might feel like you took a step back, but every time you sit under the word, you took two steps forward. Amen? And so it might feel like I'm going backwards, but really there's constant and consistent movement going towards God's plan and purpose for my life. And so don't let the devil beat you up when you have a genuine heart to serve God and you just feel like, man, I'm just going through the same old, same old. If your purpose to keep pressing into God, keep following after him, keep endeavoring to say, God, I want more, you'll consistently move forward in your life. Amen? But then there's the other group that we can sometimes fall into the category of. And that is we fall into the category of just failing to get off the merry-go-round. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you're going through something, and God stops it for just a minute, gives you the opportunity to get off the merry-go-round, and you're thinking, whoo, praise the Lord. And before you know it, you're back on the merry-go-round. Like, how in the world did I get on this thing again? And going through the old, same old junk of life because of bad decisions, wrong decisions, just yielding to the flesh or just following after your own desires, right? And it's like this merry-go-round of life, and God wants us to get free. Amen. But again, if you find yourself in that place or have ever found yourself in that place, or let me just let you know, down the road, you will find yourself in that place. There's good news. You can get off. And there's an answer. and we don't have to continue to carry the baggage of life. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Again, life can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. In Matthew chapter 11, it says in verse 29, or begins in verse 29, this is Jesus speaking, and he says, "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul." Now let's just kind of dissect that a little bit. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." How many of you know that learning is important for you to experience freedom? He says, "Take my yoke," and upon taking my yoke, this is something you want. And when you take my yoke, learn from me. And what are we going to learn from? He says this, he says, "I'm gentle and lowly in heart." That description that Jesus says about himself, "I'm lowly in heart," that always kind of confused me. It always just sounded kind of weird, lowly in heart, like he's pathetic. When you look that up, what it really means is he's humbled, or he's really relating to you and I. He says, "I'm lowly in heart," or in other words, I can relate to you. I know exactly what you've experienced, what you go through. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Right? And he says, "But take my yoke upon you." Now it goes on to say this in verse 30. He says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Once again, I ask you the question, do you relate to Paul where you're like, "I'm just going through this merry-go-round of life and it just seems like life is challenging, going through the same old, wanting to experience more of God, and here we are just dealing with the junk of life." But yet Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And for whatever reason, we have been lied to and we've bought the lie to think that walking with Jesus, living for Jesus, is hard and difficult. But Jesus said, "My yoke is easy. My burden is light." So, for the sake of illustrations here, we have this bag with a shoulder strap on it. And so, for the sake of illustration, this is going to be the yoke of Jesus. It's easy to carry. I wanted to get a fanny pack, but I figured if I had a fanny pack, somebody might make fun of me. So I just said, "Well, you would, wouldn't you?" They're coming back. They're making a comeback. But anyways, Jesus said, "My yoke is easy." But he also said this, he said, "My burden," or that which you carry, "is light." So I have this here, which is going to represent. Now, I didn't really do this illustration or practice it. So this is the first time for me right where you're watching me. So just bear with me if I kind of look silly, all right? Is that okay? Do I look all right? Do I look cool, Dave? All right, good. All right. So I have the yoke of Jesus on me. It's just a small little bag, right? And I've also put the burden on, or I've got the burden that Jesus said was light. The yoke is easy. The burden is light. And that's the whole reason, or the whole purpose, why Jesus came. But now we also have to understand this in regards to this burden and this yoke that Jesus said is available. Notice what the scripture says here over in Luke chapter 8 verse 18. Jesus says this. He says, "Therefore take heed how you hear." Everybody say how. He says, "Take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him." Notice what Jesus said. He says, now, in regards to this yoke and this burden that I have made easy and light for you. He says, now be careful how you hear, because if you're not careful in how you hear, that which you are believing for may never come to fruition, or that which you do have might disappear because you've heard incorrectly. Another scripture says this over in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. He says, therefore, take heed what you hear. So not only what I hear, but how I hear. Do you realize that what you hear and how you hear is extremely important? Amen. Have you ever noticed that we as human beings have the ability to have conversations with people that never happened? You said, I never said that. Yes, you did. You said it. I never said that. But somehow we heard something incorrectly and it became an issue. And all the married men said, praise the Lord. He said, take heed or be careful what you hear and how you hear. So is he referring to just loud noises? Hey, don't get around loud noises. It might damage your ears. No, he's talking about the voices of life that come with the burdens and the struggles and the cares of life. Be careful what you hear and how you hear. How many of you know that life can talk to you 24/7? And it doesn't sound very positive. And depending on all the different things that you got going on, they can harmonize pretty well. I mean, you might have a quartet going on in your life. The voices that you hear, like, wow, man, they're just singing all the different parts and singing in time and singing in tune, right? So Jesus is saying, be careful. There's a yoke and a burden that is light and easy. But if you're not careful about what you hear and how you hear, you can take a yoke that is not easy and a burden that is not light. And once again, how many of us have seen people that have heard things incorrectly or been taught wrong things within church, and it cost those people dearly? Amen. How many people that you know that have had sickness and they've been told, well, according to God's will, if it be thy will, you might be well. But if it's not God's will, well, you know, he'll see you sooner than later. Right? Well, because of wrong teaching or hearing wrong things, they didn't know how to trust God. Amen? And so once again, he says, take heed what and take heed how you hear. Now, it also says this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Jesus says this. Take no thought, saying, what will we eat? What will we wear? Where shall we live? So on and so forth. All the things that we experience in life, he said, take no thought, saying. Well, why would you take a thought? Because there's voices that are talking to you about the situations of your life. And therefore, based upon what you allow yourself to hear and how you allow yourself to hear, could be the very thing that produces a thought. And upon taking a thought, you begin to say what you think. And therefore, you begin to produce wrong things in your life because you think wrong and talk wrong because you've been hearing wrong. Hello? And all of those things, the enemy strategizes to get you under a hard yoke and a difficult burden. He doesn't want you to know that this life walking with Jesus is easy and light. And I bet you, I could take a survey before this message. Probably nobody would fess up to it right now. But if I had a conversation with many of you, I bet you over half the people would say, yes, man, walking with Jesus is hard. I mean, it's difficult being a Christian nowadays. Who said? Who are you listening to? Yeah, we're going to go through difficult times and trials. But my Bible says we've got the victory. My Bible says that Jesus always leads us in triumph. Not leading us to triumph, leads us in it. So everywhere that we go, we win. Oh, it was a tough challenge. Yeah, but we won. Yeah, we had to put some sweat. Yeah, but we won, baby. Why? Because Jesus, walking with Jesus, he says, my burden is easy, or my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. But you know, we as the crack whip people that we are, you know, we just think, well, Jesus is busy. Probably need to help him out a little bit. I probably should help him in the situation of life, right? And so we decide to start carrying the burden. You know, Jesus said this, to cast all your cares upon him because he affectionately cares for you. So if you're carrying a burden, you're doing something that Jesus said was his job. But once again, we think, well, you know, it's my responsibility. If I don't carry this, if I'm not worried about this, I'm being irresponsible. I mean, what will people think if I'm not worried? No, you can be responsible, but not worry about it. But like I said, word is so quick. Word is so sharp in the church these days. You know, we just say, well, Jesus, you know, I'll help you. I'll help you with that burden. I'll carry some of it, you know. And so we're just living life, going through life. And man, it just seems like this bag keeps getting heavier and heavier. Well, why does it keep getting heavier? I don't know about you, but I am a master baggage packer. I mean, I can pack this sucker tight. I mean, I can pack bags so tight that I get rejected by the airport. Yeah. Well, they'll charge me for it. It's like, yeah, no. No thanks. I've had to repack my bags right there at the checkout station. Right? Why? Because I can get so much crammed into this that it becomes heavy, loaded, and weighted down. So much so that the airport says, listen, our guys ain't going to carry it, but if we do, we're going to charge you extra because it weighs too much. But we as the church, Jesus is saying, I'll carry your burden. I'll carry the luggage. But I got it, Jesus. I got it. And all the while, man, we are just carrying it, struggling, just tripping over things in life. And then we get this wild idea. Well, listen, I'll just downsize. Man, let me just put this down. I'll downsize and I'll get a fancy bag, man. It'll look flashy. It will look good. And man, it will just hook me up. But man, I start carrying this thing around and, you know, man, it starts getting heavy as well. I mean, I try to get my marriage all crammed into the one, my kids all crammed into the other. Man, it's just one big mess. It's just heavy. I'm just losing sleep. Well, here, listen, I tell you what, man, I'm smarter than the average bear. Rather than trying to carry this burden, I'll just try to get fancy. Woo, praise the Lord. Man, I just lightened my load a little bit. But did you notice I'm still carrying it? I thought I did something pretty snazzy and pretty clever, but I'm still toting it around. But once again, we're so smart. You know, the marriage just isn't going the way we want, so we start trying to manhandle it ourselves. We try to figure it out. We try to do this. Finances are just in a world of hurt, so we try to figure it out. We try to do this. Well, you know what? Well, the pastor says you'll trust God in the area of my finances, but you know what? he don't know what I'm going through right now. And what we end up doing, we start ending up carrying all this stuff. You know, I try to get fancy with this. Well, maybe I just... And before I know it, I mean, I'm just going through life with my hands full. I got all this baggage. And all the while, Jesus said, his yoke is easy and his burden's light. He said, cast all your cares upon me. But man, I am just weighed down. I'm struggling. Man, I'm telling you what, my mind is so tormented. I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about that. I'm losing sleep. Well, that's because that's all in this bag right here. But man, that's just not all that there is. Man, I got these two bags over here. And man, these things over here are keeping me up at night too. I've got ulcers. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I mean, I'm losing my job. I'm in a world of hurt. My wife's getting ready to leave me. Kids can't stand me. Well, why? It's because I have tried to be my own God in my own life. And all this stuff has been an attempt to try to manage my life. I can do it. And like I said, we try to get clever. Just put wheels on the thing and I'll make it easier. And I don't know about you. I don't like to work any harder than I have to. So I'm one of those guys. If I can make it simple, I'll simplify. But my simplification is still me trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? But what did Jesus say? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Can somebody say amen? Amen. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. What's the learning process? That it's simple. It don't have to be hard. The yoke is easy and the burden is light. Well, let's begin to unpack it then. For the sake of illustration, I've been carrying around the yoke and the burden. And everything that I was carrying on me was a whole lot easier than carrying all these around. But all the while I had it on me. But let's unpack what Jesus said. Randy, can I have you come up here and just move that out of the way? He said, take my yoke and my burden. Well, let's take this off for just a minute. Let me stand it up here. Now, let me take this yoke off. Let me set this down. Now, let's unpack this, all right? Now, I haven't unpacked this since hunting season, so I don't know what's in here. I started thinking about that when I brought it. I'm like, there could be a squirrel still stuck in here or something, you know, so, or some mud balls or something. So forgive me if something pops out and, you know, scares you. Let's get into what this looks like. Started to take it off wrong here. So that was the burden that I was carrying. And all the while, this is what I had on my back. And if you'll notice, as I sit in here, this is the burden that I carried. It actually allowed me to sit down. Because you remember, he said, you'll find rest. Well, in addition to that, pardon me for just a minute. The lights are off in here. All right. So, I'm still carrying his burden. But now I'm protected. I'm covered. And all the while, I'm still sitting here. And you might say, well, all you can see out is what's in front of you. That's all I need to be worried about, because the Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And it says that he's my rear guard. So I don't have to worry about what's behind me, because he's already there taking care of what's on the backside. And he's leading me out here, praise God. Amen? And so therefore, I'm covered, protected, resting, and at ease. But if you didn't notice, there was another seat sitting right next to me. Who's that for? That's him. That's for him sitting with me, because he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. And so when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says that he raises up a standard against the enemy. And therefore, I'm camouflaged under the blood of Jesus, protected by the hand of God. Amen. So therefore, it doesn't matter what comes. I'm sitting in rest and peace with him, because he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Amen. And it was just a matter of taking it off, opening up, and pop, there it is, and I'm sitting down and I'm covered. But man, we've made this so hard, haven't we? Well, what about the yoke? Remember, I had that around my neck, right? Well, hang on, let me open this up so I see you a little better. Well, you remember, I had all these bags that I was trying to carry around. Well, he said, my yoke is easy It was a little. It's not packed up, loaded up, weighed down. He said, my yoke is easy. He said, my burden's light. Just rest. Rest in me. Let me take. In fact, let me switch seats. He's in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger seat. Amen. Man, what's in the yoke? Wow. Inside of here. I mean, I've been struggling and trying to find peace. But all the while, peace was with me. It was part of the yoke. It was mine to have. But yet I was tripping over myself. In that yoke, there's joy. Oh, I've been losing sleep because of all the stuff. But he said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Enter into rest and experience joy. You need strength? You've been trying to do it all yourself? He says, my yoke gives you grace. He's empowered you by his grace to do what you need to do. But I have bills that are needing to be paid. Well, he says, I'm your source. I'm your supply. I've given you provision. I supply all of your needs according to your riches and glory. Because, he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And did you notice I've been sitting down the whole time. I've been partaking of the yoke that he has given me. Never once have I stood up and tried to manhandle this. I've sat down the whole time and just said, this is what's available to me. Amen. What else? Protection. Oh, I've got protection with Jesus. I've got healing. Oh, that devil's been trying to overload your mind, depress you, make you anxious, stressed out, worried. Oh, no, there's healing for that. Oh, there's sickness in disease in your body, and the doctors are saying, you just don't know. You better hold on. It looks bad. No, I've got a yoke that's easy. And I don't have to carry the burden because I got healing. Oh, my, 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 my. I mean, I can have a happy marriage. Yep. I don't have to manhandle the bags. All I have to do is rest because he's in the driver's seat. Oh, my goodness. You mean my kids can love Jesus? Come on. There's room for them in here. My kids love Jesus. Why? Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And the last thing, fun. When I follow Jesus, it's fun. You realize that much of the believers have allowed the world and the enemy's system to say your family, your kids need to have fun because this is how we do it here. And it's been nothing but a ploy to keep you out of the plan of God. And you've tripped over the baggage. You've allowed the baggage to get you out of church. But when I'm here, all the things line up. And I'm following the plan of God. And my kids follow me. And they'll understand. Because serving Jesus is fun. Amen. Now, this is just something that came as we were winding up the service. If I can have Doug and Colin. Is Colin in here? He leave. Is he? Come on up here, guys. Grab a microphone. I'm going to have Melissa come up to you. Grab a microphone. Why don't you stand up with me? That last part of that song where we sang, how great is our God, and you just sang it a cappella. I want you just to lead us in a minute, a few stanzas of that. If you related to what I was talking about this morning, and you feel like you've been carrying all kinds of stress and burden, we're going to put it on the altar. If you've got some stuff, see your stuff on the altar. If you've been struggling with baggage, see this being your baggage. Now, as great and as big as this has tried to present itself to you, let's make it small as we lift up and make God big. Make your prayer, your song, your declaration, "How great is my God." And this will stay here at the feet of Jesus. And you can leave here being free, where the burden is light and the yoke is easy. Amen.
And with that, we come to the end of this episode. We hope that you have found inspiration and encouragement in our discussion today, and we invite you to join us again next week. Let's make 2023 a year of growth and love by sharing the message of our church with others. We encourage you to take the Plus One Challenge this week and invite someone to join you at our next worship service. You can get more information about our church and say hi to us anytime from our website or social media, all online at gvchurch.tv. Thanks for listening. We are Genesee Valley Church, loving God, loving people, and loving life.